Hi friends, I hope the lockdown is treating you very, very well. Now this is a podcast that was recorded, I don't even remember when, because I feel like this lockdown is a different lifetime. I think this was recorded in my previous birth when I was a human being who was allowed to go outside. This was a podcast that we had done with Mandira Bedi, I think somewhere around February of this year is what I remember. And this introduction was previously recorded in a proper sound studio, but that introduction makes no sense anymore, because in that introduction, I was mentioning how people could go out there and buy tickets for my tour in North America, which was scheduled to happen in April. I don't want to give you a spoiler, but I don't think that tour is happening anymore. Anyway, this is a very fun chat I had with Mandira Bedi. Listen to this podcast, enjoy it. Also, head over to Audible Suno and you can listen to another podcast I have there called Comedian in Quarantine Telling Kahaniya, which is my first English podcast. 21 episodes are up and two more bonus ones are also going to come there. So check that out. And also, Mandira Bedi, go whatever, check her out on Instagram and all the different places that she's all over the place. And I think she's got a book out as well. So go buy that. And thanks a lot for tuning in. I apologize for not being as consistent with uploading these as I used to be. I've just been distracted and sad and lonely and all those things. Anyway, enjoy this podcast recorded at a time when things were all right. And I think after this interview gets done, I have an outro. Please ignore everything I say in the outro because I'm too lazy to record that all over again. Thanks a lot, and also please subscribe to me on youtube.com/pantonfire. A lot of content there, a lot of videos and exciting stuff. Over to Mandira Bedi.
I don't know if this happens to you, so my wife will literally come to me every 3 days with absolute panic about something. Where she's like, potatoes, we shouldn't feed potatoes.
I don't read all. I don't get into panic. I only like, homework! There was homework that was not done. How do I not know about it?
My son's school is the same right now. It's like, suddenly you wake up at like 2 o'clock and you're like, oh wait, we had to. Dude, okay, can I ask you this, okay? How old your son is?
Oh, eight.
Eight, yeah. So, is it that you are always doing his homework?
Up to a point, I was helping him with his homework. And now I'm trying to make him more independent, but I'm still helping him. Not doing it. It's an IB school, so the thinking is a little bit different.
Oh, he's an IB.
Yeah, so what happens is, we read a book, and then at the end of the book, he has to come up with 3 questions about the book, as opposed to being questioned about the book. Think of 3 questions. So the thinking is a little different, so I need to guide him.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But like, so
no, it doesn't make sense.
What kind of questions does he come up with? Like, so it's like, but what are the books also? It's like the illustrated, no, not illustrated, the children's edition of classics. Is that what it is?
No, then? Just different books. No, no, just different stories. Some of them have none of these books I've ever seen in my child.
Yeah, that's always the case.
No, no classics. I put this down. Is that all right? The mic?
Yeah.
No, okay.
Oh, we are rolling, by the way.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
We just get into it. We don't like do introductions.
Oh, okay, that's lovely.
Because my son is 4, right? So he's at that age where he just asks these really weird questions and you're like, I need to answer this, but I don't know. Which is the question? What do you tell your kids about death? Because I by mistake, there was a pigeon who was like dead and I told my son, I'm like, he's dead. The pigeon's dead. And he's like, yeah, but it's still here. I'm like, yeah, but it's dead, its soul has gone. He's like, but where?
And I'm like, it's a hard one to explain.
Is it?
When it's someone closer to you, like my son was much younger when my father-in-law passed away.
Oh, man.
And to explain that Dadu's gone and he's not going to be with us, he's passed away, his soul has left the body. My son is an old soul himself. So he kind of gets it. But then on the other hand, he's very into music, so when he talks to me about like different musicians, and I say, you know, a lot of my favorite musicians, Michael Jackson, George Michael, they've passed away. So then we talk about any musician, he says, has he passed away? And I'm like, no, he hasn't, he's alive. He's very much around.
But they get through their face where everyone they think is dead. Like,
is he alive or dead? Yeah. 1 minute. Don't ask that question out loud.
We were at the zoo, and if you've been to the Baikala Zoo, it's like very fascinating because like the first two enclosures, there's just nobody, right? So everybody like, and then this one from behind the grass, one guy's face will pop out like that. Like, should we like literally jailing people in the zoo? And then there's two sad elephants who look really miserable with eating hay, and. My son is like, Papa, where are the dinosaurs? And I'm like, dinosaurs are extinct. And he's like, what does that mean? I'm like, they're not here anymore. So he's like, is Mama extinct? And I'm like, wow. that would be a fun scenario. It's like your mother was defeated by asteroids.
But how come, you know, I don't remember there being a dinosaur phase when I was growing up. Like, there wasn't. We knew about dinosaurs. There were some dinosaurs.
Yeah.
End with Aurus. And Aptor or whatever. And that's all I knew.
Yeah.
But my son, for him, dinosaurs was a thing. He knew the A to Z he knew a dinosaur of every letter. He was so into dinosaurs, he knew which ones were tall, which ones were small, which one resembled rabbits, which ones could fly. It was a big thing. It was a thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A phase he went through.
I think all of them. I think the first initiation to my son and my daughter has been Peppa Pig. And that kid who
I love
says,
Peppa Pig because of the accent.
Yeah.
I wanted my son to have a British accent.
I don't know if your son went through this phase. My son randomly, something happened. He's like, oh, golly. I'm like, what is
golly.
Tu Mumbai mein rehta hai, bhai. Like, don't say, oh, golly, in the middle of the street.
Yeah, my son went through that too. His school has got a lot of American teachers.
Huh.
So he had a very thick American accent for a long time. So I fed him a lot of Peppa Pig at that time, hoping it would kind of veer towards, you know, proper English.
Yeah, yeah.
A British accent.
Did you see the Peppa Pig show?
No.
So I, my wife
we
has
We had
been,
outgrown Peppa Pig.
Oh, of course, he's 8. Yeah, yeah. So my wife has been impressed by me only twice in my entire life. Okay, one was when I got tickets for Peppa Pig. After it was sold out. And she's like, oh, and I got 7. So she's like, what? My husband might be someone nice.
God, you know people in higher places, man.
I know people in Nick Jr. So I got my wife and my kids and my mom and my sister's daughter. And they were like in heaven. And I was seeing like footage of them. So my son is just like enraptured. Like, this is a religious experience. And my daughter is just dancing in the aisles. And I'm like, this is what adults feel like while watching Salman. Like, Salman hardcore
right.
fans are like this person.
That's right. Do you like Peppa or do you like George? Or do you like the dinosaur?
You know what I don't like is, okay, I like and don't like this, okay, is that every joke is on the dad.
Yeah.
Like, so the dad is the part of the... Yeah, it's all right because, like, going by the societal norms and stuff like that, it's almost permeates from children's programming, right?
Yes.
Where it's like, this is allowed.
Yes.
You can make fun of the dad.
Yes.
And I'm like, that's, I get it.
It's good.
And yeah. It's interesting because it's like a reversal from...
Does it happen to you?
What?
Making fun of dad?
Yeah, yeah, all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In my son's school, they had a project which they were like, tell us why your parents are funny. Okay? And I was like giving him all these ideas and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, are you sure you never sort of made that happen?
No, no, no.
As a part of the syllabus?
Oh, by the way, I think I'm suspicious that my son got in because the principal may have known who I was.
Ooh,
maybe.
Okay.
That's the only... that's the second time my wife was impressed by
There you go. Both times, very important times.
Yeah, yeah.
Connected to the children.
School.
Brownie points.
And Peppa Pig. Those are the two priorities.
Hey, school is a very, 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 very big thing.
Yeah,
as a parent, you would understand that, right?
Yeah, yeah. But... something weird had happened recently. I've completely forgotten. But his son is 8. Yeah, but I think the dinosaur thing is because we didn't have enough information back then.
Yeah.
Like I was what at his son's is 89. I don't think like 20 years back. I mean.
Are you asking my age?
We're both the same age, right? 26, both of us.
Yeah, both of us.
Yeah, youths.
Speak for yourself. I'm 24. Please.
It's my running joke in a show.
I have to tell you something.
Yeah.
I've actually told my son that I'm... My husband's age is like out there. My son knows, Dad, you're so old. He's 49, right?
Yeah.
And I haven't told my son my age.
But it's on Wikipedia.
He's not gone into Wikipedia to look for his mother's age, for God's sake. He's got better things to look at.
I will add him on Facebook and tell him when he's 8, I can't.
No, so he thinks I'm 37.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I'm kind of keeping it going. I told him I was 37 last year. So today, like over dinner or lunch the other day, he said, Mom, how old are you? I said, I was 37 last year. So, I mean, why are you asking this question? So he said, oh, okay, 30. Dad, you're so old.
So your age has been 37 for every...
ever since he's asked.
So like, what is your age? I'm celebrating my 37th birthday again?
But I have no problem. No, I have no problem. I really have no problem sharing my age. I just like my son to think I'm young and sprightly.
Yeah. But I mean, your real age, of course.
It's 47.
I know. Yes. I went on Wikipedia.
Of course. I
snuck around.
You know, there was a time I felt bad that Wikipedia... There was somebody on Wikipedia who kept wanting... So, Wikipedia, you know, everybody can access, right?
Yeah. And edit, yeah.
So, there was a time a little while ago when I entered my 40s where I used to say, like, you know, why is it the 1972 or age, whatever, was, like, out there?
Yeah.
So, I used to go... I had a Wikipedia account. I got on and I would... Did just delete the age, nothing else. Everything else was as is, and just take out 1972 because some actors have managed to keep it off, right? In some cases the age is a rigged one, a lie. So in my case, I just would just take 1972 off, 15th April, lovely. And the next day I'd get on. And again, 1970, there'd be somebody who'd want to just quickly put 1972 back on there. I'm like, what the hell? What's his problem or her problem? And then, you know, that was, as I said, just when I got into the 40s.
Yeah.
Now, though, I love talking about my age. I love it. It's really nice.
But do you think I was like,
what is that person's problem? I've taken it off. In the next 2 hours, it will be back on. It's like somebody's got an alert on their phone. She has taken off her 1972. Put it back on.
So I had done a bunch of jokes about the government about a year back. And so one guy got really worked up with it. So what he did was, my Wikipedia entry at that time was reading, Saurabh Pant has done 2000 shows and he's one of India's top comedians. So this one guy went and edited that to say, Saurabh Pant is one of Pakistan's top comedians and he's done over 2 shows. I'm like, that's actually very funny. Okay? Like, I was like, well done. I'm impressed.
Over 2 shows.
Yeah. So, but then what happened was that some other dude, okay, not me, I was not involved in this at all. Some other dude kept editing it. So every few times I would refresh it, it'll be 2000 shows, 2 shows, Pakistan, India. Wow. But why do you think this... is there actually a perception about like age and all that stuff in general in the entertainment
field? Of course. My God, of course.
Do you...
Let me tell you, I went through a lot of insecurity myself. I look at my 20s. My 20s were all about... I never expected to get into entertainment to begin with.
Right.
So for me, in 20s, it was like, wow, is this all happening to me? This is so great. Life's fantastic. It's so full of surprises. People recognize me. Our 20s was just with my mouth gaping open. My 30s, because by that time, I was like, wow, this is nice. I could get used to this. But you know what? Women in this business have a shelf life. Women in this business have a shelf life. I delayed becoming a mom till the age of 39. I really pushed it. I'm surprised my husband is still with me. He wanted to be a dad on day one. But... I kind of waited and I kept saying, oh, you know, this contract won't allow me to and that contract won't allow me to and I'm supposed to be, you know, fulfilling this contract. You can't become...
Oh, is it really? Yeah, contract saying that you can't have a... Oh, wow.
Because, you know, there are that many days that you're committing and I was doing cricket for a long time, right?
Of course.
So anyway, 38, 39 is when I actually got pregnant. 38 is when I got pregnant. And my whole 30s was about... any minute now it's going to end.
Huh.
Any minute now it's going to end. Women have a shelf life. Any minute now, I was always looking over my shoulder. Abhi khatam hone wala hai. And then at 38, I was like, dude, okay, I've had a great run.
Yeah.
From the age of 20, when did I start? I don't remember what age I was, but 94 is when Shanti started. And 2011.
Yeah.
Yes, 2011 is when my son was born.
Oh, so yeah, that's like about 19 years.
So I've had a long run. Yeah. I said, listen, it's a long run. I've had a long run. I should be happy. And when I did get pregnant, I was like, you know, okay, this is it. I'm going to hang up our boots now. It's all going to be over.
Yeah.
I'm fine. I have made peace with it. And when my son was 4.5 months old, my first event came to me. I was like, people still want to have me around. Well, I'm fat, but okay. It's all right.
Yeah.
And now in my 40s, once I surrendered, once I stopped changing the dates on Wikipedia, once I surrendered to the fact that, you know what, I am still around after 25 years,
yeah, yeah.
23 years, 24 years, how many ever years. Once I surrendered to that fact,
yeah.
Now I'm in a place, so I tell you, I'm in a very good place. I'm a place of self-love. I love myself. And I don't have a problem with my age or any of that. But people still do. Everybody, every actress you know, has minus 5 years from their age. If they're marrying a younger husband or they have a younger boyfriend, suddenly 5 years, 7 years go off their age.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm just saying, to each their own, whatever makes you happy. But eventually even that age is going to catch up with you, no?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even your new age is going to eventually reach 40-something.
Yeah.
Right?
But isn't it? I mean, I'm sure you get this a lot, but like people are like, you don't look 47. So is that like...
I love that.
Isn't that great? Yeah, it's great. Amazing. Because you generally like don't. And I think like... It's
the best is some people say you look like a mother. It's like, what is a mother supposed to look like?
It's like, get away, bitcha. Go home. Nahi chahiye.
You don't look like a mother. You're a mother. I'm like, yes, I'm a mother. And people who know my age, they say, oh, your son is only 8 years old.
Oh, they turn around very quickly.
But I tell you something, you know, the worst thing people think that they can say to me on social media,
yeah.
And it doesn't affect me at all. I let the trolls be.
Huh.
I let the trolls roll. Is they call me old.
Huh.
So when I pose in a swimsuit or I pose in like yeah. workout gear or I'm working out, they'll say, you're so fucking old. I'm not allowed to say that. Okay, beep me out, right?
Yeah.
You're so bloody old. Well, look
you
at you, you're
say
so
whatever.
Old.
You can abuse.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
No,
sorry.
Again, say, unless you want me to beep it out.
Yeah,
just for fun.
Out.
We can beep it out.
Beep it out.
Okay, we'll beep it out. That'll be fun. And I'm also putting what I just said right now.
Okay. Beep it out. Beep it out. So the worst thing they can say is that
yeah.
you're old.
Yeah.
And they think it's like some sort of insult.
Yeah. It's just like, why is it? Yeah. But I was talking to Veer about this when we were this thing and some guy had
not
asked.
Not my Veer. You haven't met my Veer. Right?
Yeah, I mean Veer Das is not your son, as far
no.
as I know. Yeah, because I mean Veer Das does appear to be.
But I did name my son not Veer after him.
Yeah.
But he's also a VIR.
Yeah.
And my son is also a VIR, and everybody, every other Veer I know is VEER for some reason.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. But I mean, I think we should just start the rumor now that your son is named after Veer Das.
I kind of, when my son was born and I named him and everything, I sent Veer a message saying, my son is called Veer. Not named after you, but just he's called the same V-I-R.
This is my favorite game to play, which is like anytime any of my friends is like, or whatever is having, is like, hey, can you suggest some names? And I'll just give variants of my name. And I'll give like 12 of them. It's like Surbhi, Surabhi, Sarabhi, Subhir, Sarb. And they're like, can you stop? And then I'll send them 12 more. So, Veer.
But how do you spell yours? S-O?
S-O-R-A-B-H. Because
why do I have, in my phone, I've got your name stored as S-O-U-R-A-B.
Saurabh.
Saurabh.
Yeah, it's Saurabh and Surub. So I'm apparently named after a Zoroastrian story, which is Sohrab and Rustam. Which is a story about a king called Rustam and his son, who's Sohrab. And Sohrab wanted to be king and Rustam didn't want him to be king.
I remember learning this story
yeah.
or hearing
and so
this story
he killed
in
him.
School.
And my mom is like, what a great name. I'm like, the dad killed the son, dude. What are you talking about? And we still got the spelling wrong, by the way, because it's like, it should have been S-O-H-R-A-B, but it's Sohrab. So anyway, my parents named anything. But yeah.
We never went to a numerologist and said, hello.
Yeah.
This is what my mother gave me, but do you think I should go S-S-O-O-R-R-A-B-B-H-H?
I love when Ajit... Like, I mean, I was like, what is this, yeah? But I do think it's a mental thing, right? I shaved, right? And I'm sure this is like the hair color and stuff. Like, there's a reason why we make all these physical changes to ourselves, because it almost, when you look at yourself in the mirror, you feel different or you feel something else, isn't it?
No, I didn't. You just want to change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why I shaved. And I think so, even for Ajit Gidin, whatever his name is now.
Oh, you're saying people do it for a change?
I think so.
No, people do it because their lives are supposed to change after that. People do it because if you change a letter in your name, in your spelling, your fortunes supposedly
yeah.
are going to change.
Have you encountered any such people in Blawood? I've changed the name of Bollywood also to Blawood. According to a numerologist, blurred. Blur.
Well, I don't know anybody who's really changed their.
Ooh, see? Mind. See?
Sorry. My husband.
It's like, I forgot about somebody I'm missing. Kaun ho sakta hai, is it?
Somebody told him to add an extra R. He doesn't, I mean, he does, sometimes he doesn't, sometimes he hasn't changed it anywhere. So, but I mean, he uses it sometimes. And then, you know, he's met so many astrologers and people have said, don't wear this and don't do this and do that. Now, honestly, he's tried all of that. And now when he's back to just being back to basics and doing whatever his instinct tells him to do, that's when life is taking him in the direction he wants to go. So
your husband's name is Raj Kaushal, right? Yes. So it's not like he's going to put the R in the wrong place.
Like, you put the like, R before the R.
Yeah, but it's like he can't be R Rajan.
No.
See, we said extra R and like mics and all are falling out. Eh? People are like, the numerology really works. They're like, oh shit, we got nervous here. I can understand people wanting to change their name. But like Ajay Devgn should change his name to like Sunil Chhetri or something. Like something new. Like just change your name completely. Why? Like, I mean, who's better luck than Sunil Chhetri? Like, it'll be great. Ajay Devgn is a new Tanaji movie as Sunil Chhetri. People are like, wow, what a great change.
Talk about wanting a change, like a big one.
So you obviously, I'm sure, hang around with a lot of the film type people. Is there a lot of superstitious kind of like stuff in general? Because I find numerology fascinating, right? Because I can understand why people would, like, I don't judge anybody for doing anything. I mean, unless it's like a crime. You know, it's not a crime to be.
I don't know. People around me are not very superstitious.
Yeah.
But having said that,
maybe that's why they're not successful. Because they didn't change their name from Gaurav Kapoor to Gaurav Kapoor. I don't know why I'm insulting Gaurav Kapoor randomly.
Why?
Just because he's a friend, so
he's always been K-A-P-U-R. Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so here's a question. So you became a mom at 39, right? And I know, this happened to my wife, this happened to my sister, this happened to a bunch of women around me as well. But they're like, oh, there's that, what is it called? What is that term which is always used? Biological clock?
Biological clock, that's right.
Yeah.
People around me were doing IVFs to get pregnant and they were like getting all like, and suddenly I realized, 1 minute, hello, I'm on the wrong side of 30. I do want to be a mom. I was not crazy about kids or anything like that, but I knew I wanted to be a mother. And then I said, okay, I think I need to get pregnant now. Forget about, I've had a good run. Whatever, how many ever years behind me. I do want to be a mom. So I made peace with the fact that if after this I don't work, it's going to be okay. And so I tried to get pregnant, and I got pregnant in 3 months.
Oh, well done.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys must have had fun in that process. It's the standard joke, right? It's like, we are trying. It's been great.
Yeah, there could be a little bit of pressure when you want to get it done.
I remember because my wife, I was at some meeting and my wife is like, hey, you need to be home between 12:45 and 2:15. I was like, why? Then I got the reason. I'm like, I will be there.
Performance pressure to a whole new level.
Yeah. No, I had no pressure. I was ready. I'd been walking around like but yeah, it's the perception change, I think, which has happened is almost happened over the last decade in specifically, not even the entertainment field, but in general about women having kids doesn't affect their work. Right, and that's happened, and I mean, we've almost been seeing the pattern because I remember there was a time when it was like impossible. So do you think there's actually a dynamic shift?
I mean, I've now understood multitasking. People used to say to me, you know, back in the day before I was a mom, they used to say, oh, how do you manage? Because I used to go away for like 6 weeks at a time for cricket. And so how do you manage family life and home life? And family life was only Raj at home, but I'm just saying, there was no real concept of multitasking then.
Right.
But after becoming a mom, I have not, the longest I've been away was for like 12 days, 14 days when I did a project out, but that was the longest.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I wouldn't go for, I'd say no to stuff that, I've said no to all daily soaps now because daily soaps mean 25 days a month and I don't see myself doing that. So, yes, working, and working when you're a parent, it teaches you multitasking.
Yeah.
It makes you manage your time better.
Yeah.
And, you know, this every parent, every working parent has to juggle.
Yeah.
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 And that juggle is a struggle for
it's a very seduous crime. That
yeah, no, but I'm saying
you accept it though.
I accept it. That juggle is a struggle for every working parent. But I think the formula that works for your wife is different from the formula that works for me, is different from the formula that works for another working mom.
Yeah.
But everybody has to find their own, you know, way that it works.
Yeah.
I, like you, I travel a lot. I do a lot of events outside of Mumbai. And the days I'm outside of Mumbai, I can't help it. I leave it to my husband's, you know, capabilities. But we have a thing between us that either he's traveling or I'm traveling. We're never both out of town at the same time. But when I'm here, then I'm this crazy hands-on mom.
Yeah, yeah.
I drop him to school.
Yeah.
I pick him up from school. In fact, after this, I'm going to go and pick him up from school, right?
Completely get it.
Pick him up from school. I take him to classes. I do everything. I'm there till he falls asleep. Yeah. I make all arrangements, all my meetings. Everything happens within his school hours or after he's gone to sleep.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's so when I'm here, I'm all in.
Yeah.
When I'm not, I can't help it.
Yeah, like today, this was at 12 o'clock. And so...
And you said you gave me a 4 o'clock option, right?
Yeah. And you decided like, no!
No!
I have to be with my child.
I would have made some excuse.
Apparently, that's a priority.
Apparently.
Yeah, but like, so my wife is, again, very hands-on with the kids and all that stuff. And there was a point where, she was a TV writer and stuff, and then getting back to it now. But like, two kids back-to-back and like, with my schedules. So there's a point where my wife was like, hey, I need to go away for 4 days. What do I do? I'm like, go for 4 days. I'm like, I'm here. It's not a big deal. And I'm like, what do you think is going to happen? She's like, oh, all the kids. So every... But
for the that first time.
Yeah, the first time. And I completely get it. But just because I'm an ass, right?
That's where things are different. Because you're an ass.
Every day I would message my wife. I'm like, oh, they've melted. Like the children. We didn't know they were made out of wax. You were here caressing them or whatever. Okay, let's...
But for the first time, I remember, you know, when I took off also, leaving my son for the first time when he was maybe 2.5-ish, 3, 2.5 maybe.
Yeah.
The first time I went was for my best friend's wedding to London.
Yeah.
I went for 4 days. And I was like, those 4 days, I was like dying. I was like, I did a FaceTime with him every single day. You couldn't forget me. And then there was this one other... I drove a truck in the Himalayas. It was a very nice show.
Oh, I remember this. Yeah.
And... That one was going to be, that was the longest one I've been away.
Yeah,
14 days, 12, 14 days. I can't remember exactly how many days it was. But that, for me, the bigger one, the bigger thing to driving the truck and falling off the cliff was, is he going to forget me? Is he going to remember me when I come back?
But I actually think that oddly enough, that drives you to, like, so I think ever since I had kids, my stand-up has gotten better because I'm like, there's other things. Like, this is not the sole priority of my existence.
Yes.
This doesn't define me. And that's oddly enough, like, and I used to be like grossly impunctual. Now, I mean, that's not changed, but it's become less.
Okay.
As in earlier, I used to be half an hour. Now I'm like 12 minutes at max, if that. And it's
so
because...
So you think it's made you a better person?
I genuinely think so. I mean, aside from, I mean...
Parenthood actually does. It makes you, it's two things. It makes you value your own parents more.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
if you... love your children this much.
Yeah.
That's how much your parents still love you.
Yeah.
And we take our parents for granted a lot. And I was very, a very angry person and I was a very impatient person. I was always punctual, by the way. I still am.
I remember that.
12 o'clock on the dot.
Yeah.
But I'm saying I used to be a very angry person and a very impatient person and I had a lot of mood swings and I've become a much better person
as
a parent, I think.
I completely agree. I mean, it's made me a better person. I mean, aside from my name being in the Panama Papers, I'm quite good. Huh? Yeah. Oh, my name is in the Panama Papers. I'm just trying to spread this rumor that I'm really well off okay, and influential. This show is just about me spreading rumors about everybody.
Lovely.
Like, okay, so I had a question, okay, and this is very exciting.
Sunil Chhetri's new movie.
Yeah, Sunil Chhetri's
spreading that rumor as well.
Sunil Chhetri is married to Anna Kournikova. Kajol changed her name to Anna Kournikova. It's all sports people. Who we... Okay, I got to ask you this. I mean, we have to focus on basically the two things. One is Shanti, right, which is the first soap in India.
Yes.
And I was watching a few episodes yesterday.
What?
Of Shanti. There's like clips on YouTube.
Where?
Just random. There's like 3-minute clips and stuff like that.
I haven't seen them. I haven't seen a single clip. I've been looking for Shanti footage. I can't find it.
It looks like it was shot in 1923. Like, it's really grainy footage.
And, okay.
Yeah.
That way. But it was shot, I must tell you, it was shot in a way that was before its time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, the way it with the kind of lighting that they had and the whole subject matter for that.
Yeah.
You know, for that matter. It was a show before its time. It did really well. It did really well and inspired a lot of people. Inspired me.
Yeah.
It inspired me to become a stronger, better person. I wanted to be more like Shanti.
I always remember your eyes going like, anger eyes.
Yeah.
That was great.
I have googly eyes.
Yeah. But it's like, I remember your eyes going like when you were angry and it's like, oh, Shanti's angry. It was great. It's actually a fun show.
She was always angry. She never smiled.
Yeah.
She had nothing to smile about.
She didn't have much chance.
She was worn out like with a machine.
So, but you did a lot of shows. I'm always fascinated by everybody who did shows around the Doordarshan time. Because it seems like completely...
I did 3 big shows for Doordarshan.
Yeah, you did Shanti, you did.
There was a show called Aurat, which was also in the afternoon.
Yeah.
It was with BR Films. And there was another one called Dushman, when DD Metro became something called DD Gold. So these were 3 big shows.
In my head, I'm literally imagining like, I'm like, shit, the metro construction started then. Like, I'm literally, I heard DD Metro, I'm like, are you talking about the Delhi Metro? Why did it become gold? So yeah, I remember this, DD Metro became gold.
Just briefly for a little while. And I did a show on that as well.
Nice.
Rebranding, it's going to be, and we were told it's going to become like a one of the satellite channels. You know, it's going to be cool and fun and young. And I'm like, okay. And then we were making the same thing again. Same whole daily soap formula. But I never played any bondu types, you know. I always played strong women.
That's great,
nice.
Right?
Yeah.
It's so funny though sometimes when like a brand who's trying to rebrand themselves as cool and they don't hang out with anybody who's cool.
I know.
I love
how's this working out then? how's this really happening?
Like, I'm genuinely a big fan of Amul, okay? Like, I'm not just saying that because I want their money. I'm just saying that I really... But every time they try to release an ad where they're, like, trying to be cool, it's so not. Where they're like, hey, kids, bacha log, dance, yo. I'm like, kaun yo bolta hai 2019 mein, bhai? It's great. But so, how different do you think it was that Doordarshan era versus now in television? I was rewatching.
I don't watch any television at the moment.
Oh, none of the, not even the Netflixes. And
no,
all
so stuff. I don't watch television. At the
you
watch? I watch video on demand.
Oh, that's what it's called.
I don't know what it's called.
Yeah.
But I'm saying I haven't watched a TV serial in a long time. Everything, so, okay, what we started has become like the norm now.
Hmm.
Back in the day when I started Shanti, it was the first ever daily soap on Indian television.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that was the first time they were doing 5 days a week.
Yeah.
And now, and they were doing weekly episodes, weekly shows before that.
Hmm.
And now, sadly, I say sadly because every single show should not be a Monday through Thursday or Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
There is a beauty in a 1 hour nice weekly episode. You know, once a week kind of episode. Everything has become daily soaps now. So, and if you choose to be in a daily soap, it means you have to give like 20 or 25 days in the month. You have no life.
I remember.
So things back then, okay, the last daily soap I did was Kyunki Saas Bhi Kabhi Bahu Thi.
I remember you played a doctor or something.
I played a negative.
Hey, were you the doctor who...
Saves his life.
Oh, you saved his life.
Yeah.
For some strange reason, I thought... But wait, okay, so he dies and then he comes back in the next season as
There's no season.
I mean, whatever. The next episode or whatever?
Yeah. No. So what happens is he dies.
Yeah.
The whole country goes into mourning.
Yeah, I remember
and he
my
disappears
mom was
for
crying.
A little while. People are crying and there were protests outside Balaji. Like, how can you kill me?
How can you kill this fictional character that we love so much?
That's right. And he comes back and I am the one. I'm this doctor who saves his life and brings him back and everything. And then from being the savior, I become this... I don't know why people even say grey characters. They say grey. Whereas in television, there's black and white. There's no grey. There are no shades of grey.
Yeah, yeah.
50 or otherwise. There's black and there's white.
Yeah.
So she's a white character and then she becomes a black character because she falls in love with him and she gets obsessed by him.
Just seeing his body like, I want that.
So lots has changed even from Shanti to then.
Yeah.
And then from then to now.
Yeah.
Shanti was one of my best television work experiences ever.
Yeah.
Because it was like, it was beautifully done. It was like a 9-to-5, UTV produced it. It was like a 9-to-5 job. You used to go to the set. You had your whole bunch of scenes that had to be done today. We'd do the equivalent of one episode every single day. Equivalent of. Not
right.
Shoot one episode.
Yeah.
We'd shoot all my scenes together
on
one day.
Got it, yeah.
We do 8 scenes or 9 scenes in a day. And we had a bank of 3 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so much so that if we ever had to shift from one studio to another, or we had to do a break where we want to revamp the studio.
Yeah.
It ran for 3 now, almost 4 years.
Wow.
So if we ever needed to do a break or anything like that, we could take a month off. And it was not a problem. Cut to my last show that I did, what we shot today, what we shot right now, would immediately go, get edited, and be on air tonight or tomorrow.
That's pretty cool.
Zero bank.
Oh.
3 months bank versus zero bank.
Oh. Mm. Yeah, I don't understand why they don't bank stuff. It makes
because they like to go, they're always... Everybody's so busy.
Yeah.
And actors are going from like one unit to another and you don't get dates. I mean, when I was shooting, the last show that I was shooting, sometimes we were shooting, if I'm shooting with Mihir, he's not here, he's busy. So they shoot all my close-ups, they shoot with a body double and that's it. My work is over and then they shoot with him whenever he's ready. So
it'll be so funny if your body double and his body double also fall in love, like, and then become an evil character.
Yeah.
It's like these two body
thought.
Doubles are like, yeah.
That's a thought.
They're in somebody's dressing room like, what is happening? Mihir and Mandira's body
Too
doubles.
Too much time spent together.
But how
so
is...
So lots has changed between then and now. Let me finish.
Yeah.
So between... when I started to my last daily soap. In between, I did another really nice stint on television, which was, lo and behold, weekly. It was actually twice a week. It was 24. I did season 1 of 24. And now the whole web space, everything is opened up.
Yeah.
I love the sound of finite. When people say finite, it's a finite show. Okay, I'm interested. because daily soaps can go on for years and daily soaps can mean like endless shooting. Daily soaps tend to be a bit of a factory.
Yeah.
So when I hear finite, that means the quality will be better. That means, you know, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. So that's I mean, the fact that web has opened up the way it has.
Yeah.
And I think there's work, you know, there was a lot of insecurity back then.
Yeah.
Uska kaam, wo kya kar raha hai, mujhe bhi wo karna chahiye. Now there's work for everybody. There's enough. There's enough and more, you know. So
you think that's the big change? Is that
I think the web having opened. And, you know, then there was also this thing in between.
Mm.
I've seen it all over the years. Television, you're from television. There's film and there's television.
Yeah.
Now this web space is this place in between where there's people from film who are
a
part of it and television who are a part of it.
Yeah.
So it's a, I don't know, acceptable.
I do remember when TV was like...
TV?
Yeah.
Oh, you're from TV. It's like, I'm from TV. And, you know, for a while I did, like... During Shanti is when I got offered Dilwale Dulhan Le Jayenge. So the end of the first year of Shanti, I did DDLJ. And uske baad na, that was the time also when you totally get typecast.
Yeah.
So if you played a sister type role,
I
got offered to be everybody's sister or bhabhi. I didn't want to do that. I said, you know what, I'm getting good roles on television. I'd rather do big roles on television than do like bit roles in film. And that was my... That was the way I proceeded forward.
Hmm.
Even though people said, oh, you're from television. It was okay.
Makes sense.
Bigger roles on television as opposed to like really inconsequent. And now, you know, things have changed.
Yeah.
People have really good characters. Now, film has got really good character roles as well. It's not like you'd be looked down upon if you're doing a smaller role. For me, I look at a role and say, as long as it matters in the storyline and I have something to do there, something to show there, I'll do it. Back in the day, you're like a Bhabhi. You're a part of a sister, you're a Bhabhi.
And also the Bhabhi is this one character. It's yes. like this, all
white
the Bhabhis.
White or black, yeah. White. Yeah. They're all white. Either they're yeah. white or they're... No, they're not normally black. Well, I haven't been offered a black Bhabhi or a Diti.
Oh, but the black Bhabhi, you can tell by the Bindi, right? It's the running joke. Well, it's like, if it's a snake, then it's like, she's an evil person.
Shanti used to have an arrow, by the way.
Oh, are you serious? Like pointing down?
Yeah.
Like to her mind?
Yeah, I don't know what it was. I went for the audition and I went wearing, they asked me to come wearing a business suit. Yeah, they thought Shanti should be wearing a business suit. I didn't own a business suit. So first time I went wearing a pair of jeans and a shirt and looked at these lines and said, I can't see myself doing this. I came from Cathedral.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, South Bombay. And yeah. I was like, what are these lines? Anyway, I did some sort of audition. And the second one, I went wearing a salwar kameez. And, you know, when I used to wear a salwar kameez, I used to wear a paint with an eyeliner. I used to paint either an exclamation mark or a straight line, or an arrow. That day it was an arrow.
Wow.
And at the audition, Adi Pocha, whose show it was, he saw it, he said, oh my God, this is how Shanti should be, wearing salwar kameezes and always with an arrow. So that arrow became a thing. And then,
that's great.
And then first I used to have to do it with like the eyeliner, and after that I could buy Shanti Bindi's in the market.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. Can you, that must be a great feeling where it's like, I caused merchandise.
Best is, I used to go and say, mereko Shanti Bindi chahiye. And the guy wouldn't know who I was because he sits in his shop between 2:30 and 3 o'clock. So he'd say, haan, yellow arrow. I say, Shanti Bindi kyun bolte? Pata nahi, koi TV pe hai jo aisa bindi pehnti hai, to ye Shanti Bindi hai.
I wish you had made the exclamation mark famous though. That would be like, every time somebody says, oh my God, it's just a close-up on the exclamation mark. And then you do semicolons also.
Yes. No, but it's better, it would have been better than tsh, tsh. Just zoom into the exclamation mark.
And he said, as a purpose. Literally exclamation. Like, oh, audience like, shit. Surprise. Okay, I'm going to get into controversial territory with my next set. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
So, and this is not the kind of controversy you think. It's way worse than that. Which is that DDLJ. Okay. Okay, here we go. Okay. First of all, I don't get the movie.
You don't get the movie?
Like, the first half I really liked. Again, I'll tell you the two controversial things. One is completely in your favor.
You remind me about the movie again. I've seen it only once.
Are you serious? So you've never been to Maratha Mandir and like lined up there like, ek aur baar dekhne
hai. I saw it on the day of the premiere. That's it. Every time it comes on TV, I switch it off.
Why?
Just do.
You know, is it because like you don't like to see yourself on screen or is it just that it's not your cup of...
I mean, I like to see myself with short hair, I think.
Oh, that way. So I saw DDLJ. I genuinely like the first half because I like comedy in general.
Remind me what happens there.
So there is this. No. Okay, I'll tell you. There's a guy. He has a ukulele, and this other lady's like, I like books.
Okay, I remember the story.
So it's a contest between music and books, which is like extracurricular activities in anyone's school.
Right.
And then they get into a train without tickets, huh?
Right.
Because Europe, there's no ticket checkers.
Correct.
And then there's a pigeon also who's getting fed.
Ah, kabutar ja.
Yeah, and then.
No, that's from another movie.
Yeah, it's the same movie. We'll put it. And then Amrish Puri, so the pigeons he feeds basically go to Maine Pyar Kiya.
Right.
He goes ow ow and then they go to another set altogether. Dude, I saw DDLJ and I can't understand the like, I can understand if a Govinda film had run for as long as DDLJ ran, I would be like, I get it. Like, I would watch Diwana Mastana or whatever, like 2000. I've seen Padosan the number of times people see DDLJ.
Okay.
Like, because my dad. Okay, and here's the other controversial thing. Okay, while watching DDLJ, I was like, why didn't Shah Rukh Khan pick you instead of Kajol?
I
never understood it.
Why? I don't know.
Because, like, dude, you look so cute and so, like eager and happy, and Kajol was like, main kitab padh rahi hu, hat saale. I'm like, yeah. Like, just.
I think, like, those ladies who sat outside Balaji and protested, they should go outside Yashraj and protest.
Dude, that'll be great. Like,
you and me. He should have picked me! Me!
Listen.
Why not me?
Let's do this.
Let's do this.
I'm serious. Like, just we hold up. Actually, this is the wrong time to be holding up any kind of protest signs. People will be like, what are these guys protesting? We're like, Kajol should not have. They're like, what? This is your protest. We're like, sorry.
Now we'll pick a nice time to do it, a correct time.
Shah Rukh Khan, I was going through your video. Shah Rukh Khan said that he had a crush on you during DDLJ. There's a video where he said he has a crush on you during DDLJ. I don't know if it's just Shah Rukh being Shah Rukh. Like,
Shah Rukh being Shah Rukh.
I love you. Mm-hmm.
Shah Rukh
like,
being Shah Rukh.
Thanks.
Yeah, something like that. I've never heard something.
Oh, this is, I'll show you the video. It's like you're doing some event for Tag.
But that's Shah Rukh. No, every time I've done an event with him, he makes me blush. He'll say something so sweet and he'll give me a hug and he'll say, oh my God, look at her. And I'm like, oh my God, I become like pani and that kind of thing.
Yeah,
but that's just him being him. You know that.
Yeah.
That's how he is.
So DDLJ happened. You did Shanti the first season and then you...
First season? No, yeah.
Pehla saal. Yeah, when I think of season, I think...
4 saal the, lagbhag.
So, pehle saal ke baad, you got DDLJ.
Yeah, at the end, like middle of the first year is when they offered me Shanti. It started with that song. I just recently put...
What is this?
I'm showing this to you. I'm only doing it for you.
Yeah.
What is this step?
Does anyone know what this song is?
You'll find it and you can put it in this interview. Yeah. So. Mehndi laga ke rakhna.
Wait, he does this or?
I do this.
You do this. Oh, shit.
So, no, I recently started doing some motivational talks, right?
Yeah.
So, for corporates, and I wanted to talk about how horrifying day one of DDLJ was for me because we start with a song. I'm not good with anything choreographed. I'm good with dance, provided I have 2 vodka shots down me. But it was Dilwale Dulhaniya Le Jayenge with Shah Rukh Khan. And there was a step like that. It was, you see the other people who look graceful doing it. I look like this. I don't know which side, left side or right side, but I was doing this. And it was horrifying.
Yeah.
And, but all told,
yeah.
I mean, I look back at DDLJ and even though it was a small, little, minuscule role and at the time, you know, when I saw it at the premiere, I was like, oh, is that all? I look back, it's nice to be a part of history.
Yeah.
Whether you get the story or not.
Right.
Whether he picked me or not.
Yeah, yeah.
It's nice to be a part of history.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, and like, which is the question? So, Shanti versus DDLJ, for example. I'm assuming more people recognize you from DDLJ. No? It's Shanti. Shanti was like number one.
I mean, now only grandmoms know me from Shanti. Actually, it was very popular with the grandmoms and granddads. Because I used to like even now when people meet me, say, "Meri dadi na, aapko Shanti mein dekhti thi, bahut pasand, aapko bahut pasand karte the, aur 2:30 baje na jab aap jab hum school se wapas, I have these pot-bellied, totally bald men coming up to me. You don't have a
problem. Abhi nahi.
And they like come up and say, oh, you know, I used to love you and Shanti. You know, I used to come home from school and I used to watch you. And I'm like, thank you.
I have to go pick up my son from school right now. There's too much Shanti after coming home from school.
Yeah.
What a strange, like.
Yeah, because 2:30, to straight 2:30. But when they tell me that, I'm like, sigh.
I love people who come up to you and they're like, sir, meri wife aapki bahut badi fan hai. Which is like saying, I don't like you personally as a human being.
Yeah.
But
I
needed a reason.
What about when people come to say, are, hum aapke saath photo lena chahte hain, hum aapko bahut pasand karte hain, meri beti na bahut pasand karti hai. They'll thrust a child onto you. Mom, nahi, you don't want to be with me. They're like, it's okay, you don't have to take I don't have to take this photograph with your child. Your child does not know me.
Yeah, the photographs that I made, I was at the airport and this is like one of my favorite stories of people not knowing boundaries. And by the way, I witnessed people not knowing boundaries with selfies around you also, and you just very rightly told them, just
Yes.
Khisako.
Yes.
We met Varun Dhawan at the airport and we were just generally chatting with him. And this one girl is like, Varun, I'm such a big fan. I love you. Takes a photo and then he's like, thank you. And she's like, no, that one's like for Instagram. Let's take one for Snapchat. Takes one for Snapchat. Yeah, that's not nice. Let's do a blur. Let's do another one. She took like 12 photographs. Yeah. Like she reached MySpace also every like all that. And we're just standing there. I'm like, I'm not even like very famous, right? I can imagine people who are like crazy famous. She came back with 12 family members.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, just let him be, man.
People don't know boundaries. The worst is when they're one is the photographs, and then after that they come up to you and say, my mom is a big fan, and then do a video chat, make a message. I'm like, 1 minute.
Oh, I love doing video chats. If somebody says like, if somebody who's nice says that, hey, can you wish my brother for his birthday? I've done that 3 times, and I was always wondering why. I met a dude recently who's like, dude, I was going through depression when I was 16. And I got a wish from you saying a happy birthday, and it meant a lot. And I was like, oh, that's kind of nice.
That is very nice.
I'm like, okay, that is a good purpose. But how's DDLG?
But it isn't always the case. You know, there's sometimes when you're in the middle of something, somebody says, let's do a video chat. I'm walking away with bouncers next to me. And this, let's do, mere bhai ke saath video chat karo na, please. 1 minute, what's going on? Seriously.
Just make the bouncer
and
do it.
I'm never the bad cop.
Right. You can't be.
I can't be.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I have to tell somebody, you be the bad cop, because I can't be the bad cop. I'll do the video chat. Yeah, hi. Study hard. Do well. Don't trouble your mama. All that. I've got some set phrases.
But you can't. You anyway can't be bad cop, right? Because currently with the way like the world works, it's like, was at the airport in Mandura Bedi. How? She's not Shanti. She's violency.
You can't be bad cop.
And then, and then it'll trend. Non-Shanti.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out what the hashtag would be.
Ashanti.
Called. Ashanti, of course. I forgot that there's a word for that. I'm a Hindi major.
Don't worry. It's okay. I can help you along the way.
Mandira bodyguard. No, that doesn't make sense. Yeah, that might work. Mandira. No, okay. I'll figure out the hashtag. Mm. I'll put 9 hashtags here for when you trend for telling somebody no at a place. How many days did you shoot?
Like, it was Mindira like, Bedi.
There you go. Hashtag. We did something. Yeah, Mindira Bedi works.
I just thought of it right now. I never thought that there was something that was that close to my name.
You know, the weird thing is somebody from some kind of IT cell is like, haan, jab hoga na, hum tayar rahe.
Shit, I've given people ideas. I've given some people ideas. Shit is allowed, right?
No, anything is allowed. You can genuinely say anything. This is for YouTube. Nobody cares.
I know.
At max, some ads won't come. That's fine.
You're beeping me out for that one.
Yeah, I'll beep you out.
The word just came out. Sorry.
But are you not like...
No, I mean... I am what I am. Yeah. I don't pretend to be anything else, but I just don't. I think it's not a good example to cuss on screen or say
Yeah, I mean, I'm a very clean comedian myself, so completely.
Peals of laughter here, making everybody laugh. Here too.
You know what? I was working on a new special, and in my head, I was like, you know what? Enough of this abuse and shit stuff. Okay, stop using expletives like you're a parent and all that stuff. And I'm like, this new show, I'm going to be clean, right? Okay. And I announced, I'm like, the only way this can happen is if I just put in the ticket description 12 plus, right? Now I put 12 plus, and the ticket link is up for 2 months. I forget that it's 12 plus. I show up at the show in Hyderabad, and first 47 minutes, I was just like, hey! And there was a family of 4 that walked out. And I was like, what happened? They're like, you said 12 plus. I'm like, oh shit, I totally forgot that. So, okay, DDLG was fun. We have to obviously talk about the cricket. So 2003 you came on the World Cup, 2003. And I obviously never made jokes. Because
of course you did, I'm sure you did.
No, I'm a very
as
nice
did everybody.
Cultured
it's all
right.
Fellow. It's okay.
But you handled it well. You handled all of it well, and so how?
You know, back in the day, in 2003 is also back in the day because it was not the time of social media the way it is right now.
Yeah.
You know, stuff was not in your face. Hmm. There was the internet, but was there Facebook? I'm not sure. I don't know. But, you know, I had a tough start and I had a lot of people saying a lot of horrible things about me. And I say hats off to Sony for, you know, they just wanted to keep me there and keep me going. And they just kept me away from this. You are not allowed to get onto the internet. And they kept me away from stuff until I found my feet. And when I did, and I saw the stuff that was being written about me, what is going on, man? But by that time, I decided, you see, heaven and hell is in your head.
Right.
The first 1 week, I had so much baggage with me that, oh my God, this is cricket. This is, people are so possessive about cricket. There's never been a woman before. I just need to blend in. I just need to just like, I just need to be accepted. And I had so much going on in my head that I made a holy mess of every show that I did. Wraparound programming, right? Pre, mid, and post. Yeah. And at the end of every show, I'd have stuttered and stumbled and made so many, you know, mistakes that at the end of every show, I'd put my head down like this and I would cry.
Oh, shit.
And all the other, like, cricketers and commentators and experts were just like, okay, I'm just going to go and get a cup of coffee. And they'd all leave and I'd be alone in the studio. Oh, saying, man. What am I doing here? And the people from Sony said to me that, you know, you're here to stay.
Right.
Whatever insecurity you have, just you just got to, you know, get rid of it because we're not letting you go anywhere. We've auditioned, I don't know, 200, 300 women and we chose you for a reason. We know you have that spark in you. And honestly, it was hell in my head and from hell to heaven. I decided I'm not an expert. I'm not a commentator. I'm not an analyst. I'm there to ask the layman's question, layperson's question. And that's it. Just enjoy yourself. And honestly, it was like a switch from my lunchtime show being really, really, really bad to the evening show after being tear stained and after having like a session with them and them sitting me down and saying, listen, just start enjoying yourself. It's like a switch. Just enjoy yourself.
Right.
Don't put pressure on yourself.
Right.
And I really, once the pressure came off, that evening show went so well. And I said, you know what? I'm going to have fun.
Yeah.
And from that point onwards, it was fun. I really enjoyed myself. And I learned on the job and people started becoming nicer to me and people accepted me. And I had a long enough tournament and a long enough run with cricket to change a few people's minds.
So I'm just going to give context because I think a lot of people, I mean, this is like 16 years back. So specifically, I think a lot of people who like listening to the watching whatever.
Who weren't born here?
They weren't generally. Like a dude like my subscribers, like it starts from 13.
Okay.
Right. So, okay, the context was that in 2003 in the World Cup, Sony had got the rights and they decided to get a lady. Oh, no.
Yes.
Ladies cricket, how ladies. Possible?
Yes.
And you were the first one there and you got very famous for the noodle straps. Or
I don't know why they call it noodle strap. I mean,
what is it actually called?
It's not called... spaghetti strap.
It's a spaghetti strap, right?
I just happened to tell a journalist that I was wearing a noodle strap instead of a spaghetti strap. And
You caused it.
Yeah.
But so you had a tough time and I remember there was a lot of trolling, including from people like me.
Yes, okay.
We all did it. Like, we were just like, I was 22 actually. No, I don't think I was trolling that time. I was too young.
Okay.
I was too young to be...
Yeah, you used to come back from school and watch it, right? Like.
No, but you know what is interesting was that...
like those men who used to come back from school and watch Shanti.
There you go.
See,
I used to watch Shanti and then I grew up to watch you in World Cup. But I did notice that a lot more women were discussing cricket than
the whole previous. Idea was to get somebody who's a familiar face on television to come and sit on that panel, so it just doesn't become a very, you know, very purist discussion.
Yeah.
To get the layperson in who's not really invested in a very, very sort of crickety discussion. Here's somebody who's asking. Jenny, nobody gave me a script.
Yeah.
As was very clear. Nobody gave me a script. So I just asked whatever's on my mind. And the questions got a little better as the tournament progressed. But that's what the initial reason to get me on board was.
But, okay, so and I mean...
To get some more women to watch the wraparound program.
Which worked.
It got a lot more men also to watch.
Yeah, so many people watching. But effectively, that's all.
Yeah.
Like, it's all about the trips.
Yeah.
the TRPs. I mean, sorry.
I got that.
You know, it's the industry lingo that I use very like, regularly. But I mean,
all vowels have to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's basically what it is. Numerology is just like remove vowels. Yeah. That's. One guy said that, I won't get into that, I'll get into it later. Somebody said that my name, S-O-R-A-B-H, if you rearrange the letters, it reads as abuse in Hindi. You can leave it in the comments. Somebody, you know, when we release this on YouTube, eventually you'll understand what it was. Okay. I'm trying to be a clean comedian nowadays.
Okay.
I'm not. But
I'm over 12.
Are you?
Yes.
Your Wikipedia does not say 72 anymore. but okay, so there's a couple of things that I'm trying to explore here, right? One is that I've interacted with cricketers on multiple bases, and some of them are very nice, but there's a lot of, like, these are testosterone. Because sports people and generally fit people like yourself are...
I'm not full of testosterone.
Whatever you're full of. What are women full of? Woof!
Just check that out, man.
Dude, I remember feeling this in the IPL. I don't know why I said I remember feeling this in the IPL. It's a weird thing to say.
I made you feel it.
When we went to the Hyderabad match, which is great. Okay, so yeah, there's two things I'm trying to get my head around. One is that a lot of these cricketers tend to be that... Where it's like this competitive spirit doesn't allow them to be empathetic.
Yeah.
Right?
So a lot of people were mean to me, yes.
Yeah. But was there nobody who was like...
People were mean to Meendira.
Hashtag mean to Meendira. That's the next one. But was there were no cricketers who were like, who stepped up? Like, I mean, I'm just trying to put myself in this position. If I saw anybody, irrespective of gender, crying in this thing, I would be like, hey, listen.
Stay away from... No, and very often while I was struggling, I'd ask, I'm not going to name names, it's not fair. One person is no more. I used to actually ask a question and he used to just stare at me and then look away and talk about whatever he wanted to talk about.
Wow.
I got that so often.
Right.
And I was like, that is like mean. Why? I mean, just answer my question and get on to whatever you want to answer. But people did that and they were not accepting of me at all. I mean, if now there are women in cricket and there is a woman in cricket telecast everywhere, it's because I've done the hard yards, man. People have treated me badly, not accepted me, then accepted me, then there's been some sort of acceptance. And after that, there's been acceptance. A woman is accepted in cricket cricket telecast. But I'm telling you, it was really hard for me. That's what made that first week or first 10 days even harder, because nobody accepted me. I said, what am I even doing here? How am I adding any value to this telecast?
But nobody from, like, I'm trying to understand from Sony's POV, where I'm assuming that they would have realized that there's going to be some pushback from viewers and people alike. So weren't they like, did they never tell you that, hey, just expect that something like this might happen?
No.
And did they not ever tell you that, hey, listen,
this has never happened before, right?
Right.
A woman on a cricket panel has never happened before. So they had no idea what to expect. They just thought that, you know, I wanted to also just blend into the furniture and ask a question or two and just be like, not ruffle any feathers.
Yeah.
Nobody expected people to notice and start pointing fingers and say, what the hell is she doing here? She doesn't belong in cricket. You see, people who have not played cricket don't belong in cricket.
Right.
That's what the you know, expectation of a panel is. Everyone has to be an ex-cricketer.
Yeah.
You see? So here, not even an ex-cricketer and a woman.
Yeah.
Like, what on earth is she doing here?
Right.
So they didn't expect anything like that. And post that, when people started accepting me, then they started talking about my clothes, and people were betting on my clothes.
Betting
and
on your clothes? What are you serious?
Yes.
What
is she going to wear tomorrow? Is it going to be a sari or is it going to be an outfit?
I'm just imagining Dawood and Sharjah going like, ha. And then they start fixing and all. Where you put a towel or you do a Shrisan with your dress. But I remember, I mean, this comes back to, there was an old talk with Harsha Bhogle where he said the arrogance of Indian cricket to not realize, Indian cricketers specifically, to not realize that it's just not about, you having played the game is not your only qualification to be a presenter, worked in my benefit. Which I thought was like, it's such a Harsha Bhogle-esque slap, right?
Yes,
where he does it so subtly, where he's like, thank you for, so do you feel that helped you in any way? That the them being arrogant enough to assume that this is nobody else's domain?
Did it help me, meaning?
Like, their attitude. Because here's the thing. It's almost an underdog story watching you.
Yes.
Right? Because, yes. And I'm like...
Maybe it helped me. I guess it helped me.
Because I remember what you just said about the question. Mm. Right? And again, as I said, when anything starts and as an event, which is massive, everybody makes fun of it, including me.
So
I'm not going to this thing from that. But I do remember...
People like to see the fact that from where I started to where it kind of... It ended and people... I'm telling you, I came back from that particular World Cup, 2003. It was a turning... It was one of my career's biggest turning points. Because up until then, I had only done fiction. I'd only acted. So I'd done DDLJ, I'd done Shanti, I'd done Kyunki Saas Bhi Kabhi Bahu Thi, and then this cricket came along. And somewhere along the way, I was like just tired of doing that. Doing fiction was like a factory. It was like you go day in, day out, play the same character. I was looking for a break and this happened and suddenly people stopped knowing me as the characters I'd played and people knew me as Mandira Bedi.
Yeah.
I came back. I'll never forget that time in my life. I came back and the 10 days after I returned, I was scheduling 4 interviews a day.
Oh, wow.
Morning, like before lunch 2, after lunch 2. Every news channel came. Every newspaper came. I was on the front page of the kind of newsprint that was dedicated to me during and post the World Cup was I have a file that thick.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I think people like to see the fact that firstly she struggled and then she found her way and then some people like me. I managed to change a few people's minds about, you know, having a woman on board. And people accepted me and they liked my presence over there. And then I did cricket. Right now, if I'm not doing cricket, it's because I choose not to.
Right.
Because even now, I get... You see, if I'm not doing it with... My reading of all of this is that while I was doing it with a host broadcaster, it was great because people will watch the show. People will watch sport and then they'll watch the wraparound programming connected, like on that channel itself. They're not going to go to a news channel and watch it.
Yeah.
And I've... Every single big tournament, I get offers from news channels.
Right.
And I'm like, who's going to watch it on the host broadcaster and then go to the news channel and watch what I have to say or what any of the experts has to say. So I used to find that if I'm doing this, sure, it'll pay me a lot of money, but nobody's watching. What's the point of doing something that nobody's watching?
I don't know. That happens to my stand-up all the time. but I think it's actually an interesting story about... I mean, first of all, I think, which is to give credit to Sony for, I mean, it's so weird that this is 16 years back where we are like, women cricket, like, it's still amazing to me. That's the thing. But it's also, I mean, do you think it helped? I mean, it obviously helped your career significantly.
So post that, I became a host.
Yeah.
Post that, I've been anchoring and people forgot I was an actor. So after 2003 onwards, the only acting I was doing was this play, which I do called Anything But Love. But, I mean, from 2003 to literally when I did 24 season 1, I did no acting.
Oh, you were just
I just hosted shows, Indian Idol and Jo Jeeta Wahi Superstar. I just hosted a lot of music reality shows and the irony is I can't sing. I host a lot of dance shows and I can't dance.
Neither can most of the people. you know, sometimes I see some of the judges judging other people's musical talents and singing. I'm like, I've heard your songs. Like, it's like me judging.
I wasn't a judge, I was a host.
Oh, you were a host, yeah.
So post cricket, I became a host. People knew me as Mandira Bedi.
Right.
And people knew me as a host. And I started doing corporate shows. And I started... So even when I was not doing anything on television, you know, corporate gigs are fantastic.
Yeah.
They pay really well. And so I've never stopped doing gigs since 2003.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a huge turning point in my life. And up until then, I'd done no hosting.
Yeah.
That was my first hosting job.
So, they auditioned 200 people. They had 200 women. So.
Lots of women.
Was there anyone who you were like, hey, this person is now X? Were there any recognizable faces in that entire lineup? Or you like, shit?
I didn't know anyone in the lineup.
Oh, wow.
But so, I know who it was between me and someone else.
Ooh, conspiracy. Who is it?
I can't tell you.
Okay, I'm going to spread a rumor. I'll tell you who it is.
Her initials were MB.
What? Oh my God, we got to figure this out.
I'm not going to say that. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm going to gonna have to go back and figure out. Does anybody have any clues who MB could be? Wait, I'm not gonna say it. Mayanti Blanger.
No. Mayanti Blanger was not born then.
Marsha Bhogle. Oh wait, that actually works. Yeah.
Marsha Bhogle? Maybe.
Yeah, well, Harsha Bhogle seems like a good guy.
I like him. He's a very nice guy.
He seems like a guy who will also be like helpful. I remember doing one thing with him ages back where they made me play Vinod Kamli, and I don't think he remembers it, which is good.
No, he's very nice. I've done so many shows with him post, yeah. As in he does a corporate, like he does an event where he talks about sport and leadership.
Right.
And so I've done a lot of work with him after that. So
again, I'm still trying to figure out in the entire stint. Okay, you did 2003, you did 2007 as well. And you
did
the Champions Trophy.
2003, 2007, 2011. I did, it was in 2011 was when my son was born. I did it on Times Now.
Oh.
And 2000 and, uske baad 15 aata na?
Huh. Here we are, parents who are like, what is plus four?
Yeah, so 2015 I did for a Hindi channel, news channel. So I've done World Cups up to, I've done 2003, 7, 11 and 15. 11 with an English channel, 15 with a Hindi channel. So I've done cricket for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
Now, I choose not to because I told you why. It doesn't make sense to me to be on something that nobody's watching.
But I'm still trying to get to this. I'm just still trying to understand, okay, in that period, were there any cricketers or any people who were your fellow broadcasters who were supportive or at least helpful or...
Charu was very helpful. Charu was my co-host.
Yeah.
He was very helpful.
He's the Fraser Crane of Baroda. He always reminds me of Fraser Crane. He, like from Fraser, the show? No? Okay.
Really?
I heard him speak recently like, hello, it's me, like Charu Sharma.
He's a wonderful person.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
He really is.
I just did an event with him. I didn't get paid, he got paid. Dude, you know what is surprising to me? So we've done a couple of corporate shows together, and one was that, if you remember the ICICI show or something.
Yes.
Wait, we won't name the brand. So you beeped out yours, you beep out mine. don't just beep out the fact that I said ICICI. Great bank. No, I really like ICICI. Thanks for your money. You're a great bank. That day was just an exception.
I do a lot of events for you, ICICI Bank.
I also will do from now. So I remember the show. Okay, can I describe what happened?
Yes.
So there's a ramp and there's 700 people and it's a great crowd and you and Bumman have already warmed them up very nicely. I mean, this is going to be a great show. And then somebody tells you that, hey, 300 people have to leave for the bus. So you go on stage and you're like, guys, 300 of you have to leave, the bus is leaving right now. And a stampede begins across the runway and then you're like, now Saurabh Pant. And I'm walking while people are walking out. I'm like, wow, this is simultaneous. I've never done comedy where people have walked out before I've even started. This is
what
great.
What to do now? Logistics are logistics. Can't help it.
But do you enjoy hosting and is there any...
I love hosting.
Yeah.
Ever since, so, you know, one thing that the cricket in 2003...
Yeah.
Taught me lots of things. But one of the things it taught me is to live in the moment.
Right.
Words once uttered cannot be taken back.
Cannot
when you're doing anything live.
Taken back.
When you're doing anything live. Yeah. And at that point, it was like hugely unnerving. But it teaches you to be in the present moment.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So ever since then, I love being in the present moment. I love anything that's live. I love doing theater. I'm still doing that play that I started in 2004.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very nice that you get a chance to do a retake when you're acting for film or television or web or whatever. But it's really, there's something to be said about the moment.
Yeah.
You said it.
Yeah.
Now you can't take it back. I love that. I love live.
There's nothing
wrong. And you know, I'm telling you, I get to host such amazing shows. Like the other day I did something for a company that makes faucets. And I'm saying, who gets to talk about faucets like me? I have a wonderful relationship with a company that makes tires. And I'm like, whoa, I loved. And I'm telling you, I talk about whatever I'm supposed to talk about with great passion because I'm very, 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 very thankful.
Right.
I'm very thankful that I get to do what I get to do.
Yeah.
I love it. I love my work. I mean, rarely do you find me at an event saying, oh, whatever. I love it. I'm like excited. I said, today I'm going to talk about taps. And I'm going to talk about sinks. I love it. It's great. And I talk about it with great passion and sort of enthusiasm.
You know, I love people who do that.
The tire, I must tell you,
I
did an event for a tire company where I had to stand on a huge tire.
Yeah.
Like a truck tire. And wax eloquent about tires. And I did. And I was feeling, you know, I'm in a state of, in a space in my head where I'm very grateful. So I said, I'm very grateful that I get to do this. And I spoke about tires with so much passion. The owner of the company said to me, we've never had anyone talk about tires with so much passion. Truth be told, after that, I have gone with them.
Yeah.
I have gone with them to Milan.
Yeah.
I've gone with them to Australia. I've to do events for them. I've gone with them to Greece.
Yeah.
Just because of that day where I talked with so much passion.
Wow.
There you go.
So basically talking about tires gets you to go to Milan. What I'm trying to say is I love tires. I think tires are amazing and we would not be able to go anywhere without tires. In fact, I would say walking sucks. I want to break my legs and replace them with tires.
I
want to be a tire. I want to surround myself with rubber. Just take many condoms and just pile them on and roll everywhere. I love
tires.
Where
do condoms come into the whole thing?
I don't know. I was trying to figure out what else has rubber. In fact, without tires. There's one more thing I had to talk to you about. Which is, I completely forgot what we were going to talk about. Ah, damn. I got so excited with my own tire. This thing where I was like, yeah.
Are you tired? Do you need a break?
I'm not tired, no. I'm tired. Never tired.
Okay.
Yum, yum, yum. I got to talk. I mean, every single... Dude, I've seen so many of your interviews where the number of times you've been asked,
so who do you think is the fittest Bollywood actor?
I'm just like, why do people, So, okay, we're going to reverse this. Who do you think is the unfittest?
Unfittest?
Yeah. Who do you think is going to have a heart attack tomorrow?
I choose not to answer that question.
You know, I'm such an ass because this might release and then the next day, and then the comments are like, you made it happen, you son of a bitch. But you're majorly into fitness, obviously. That's, you and me are considered amongst the fittest people.
Yes, we are. Icons, you and me.
It's you, me, Milind Soman. That's the three. I was reading something about you where I was reading by watching. I don't know why I'm failing to understand how to describe a video that I saw.
Okay.
I was watching an interview of yours where you said that you work out 5 days a week irrespective of where you are.
Currently, I'm working out 7 days a week.
Ooh.
People complain a lot about social media and say it, you know, depresses people, it does this, it's got negativity. And I think for me, social media is the most positive place ever. For
right.
me, that's how I use it. Yeah. I don't read what the trolls have to say, so I don't know what's going on there.
Hmm.
But I use it to motivate myself.
Hmm.
So I first started with a 21-day challenge. Then I did a 40-day challenge. Then I did a 100-day challenge. 100 days of
exercise.
That's
what you're doing right now. Yeah,
so
yeah.
Then I realized I finished 100 days. If I do 365, then it's 100 already.
Uh-huh.
So now I'm on a 365-day challenge.
Oh, wow.
So I am, and it's like burn 500 active calories or walk 10,000 steps or 45 minutes, 1 hour of exercise a day.
Hmm.
So I'm on day 151 or 152 today and I exercise every day.
Wow.
So when I my body talks to me, so it's not like I do like high intensity every day. The days where my body feels like I can't do something
right.
or I feel a niggle or something like that, either I swim or I do a low impact kind of workout. So that's what I'm doing. I'm working out 7 days a week.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
And I do it to motivate myself. I do it to keep myself going. So if I've made a commitment and I'm putting it out there, every day I put out one video and I make sure at the end of the day I put my calorie burn or whatever out. And I'm doing it to keep myself honest.
Yeah.
If it happens to motivate anybody else in the bargain, great.
I have a question. So every time you're doing these and we're putting up videos and this is a question which I ask, I've always thought about, and you're the perfect person. Who's recording the video?
Me.
But you're...
Like this.
Oh, you dump the phone and you... Oh, I know.
Like that. Okay. Yeah. Oh. Can I see myself? Okay. Am I looking nice? Push-ups.
You're doing like... Say lateral pull downs or whatever shit, right?
So it depends. Now, if it's something that needs needs active camera work,
okay. So
then I give it to somebody.
Okay.
I don't work out with a trainer. I haven't worked out with a trainer since my son was born.
Oh.
So
that's called a gynecologist.
She was doing all the hard work, cutting open my stomach. I had a C-section.
She's like, I love you. You're a great. No, so but 365 days. So every, and do you get people saying that, hey, this has inspired me to also do this?
Lots.
Awesome.
In fact, just now in the corridor, I met somebody who said to me, she says, I'm a big fan of yours. I said, thank you very much. She says, your fitness is amazing. You inspire me.
Yeah.
I get that every day.
Yeah.
Every day. And if I'm in a public place, I get at least two people coming in telling me. It's nice that I do, that I happen to inspire some people. I mean, I don't look to inspire people. I just look to inspire myself, to keep myself going. And as I said, if somebody gets motivated in the, I go to an airport, I'll meet at least five people who tell me, your fitness, you make me, and if I do happen to read any of my comments on my Instagram feed, I get a lot of comments like this saying, keep it going, you keep us going, it's nice.
So my mom follows like 27 people on Instagram and you're one of them.
All right.
And she was saying, hey, I'm interviewing Mandira Bedi, and my mom is like, oh, she's so fit. I'm like, yes, mom. Please follow me also.
Please give her my love.
She's not followed me.
She doesn't follow you.
See, again, this is not one of those things where I'm like, my mother is big fan.
I like this. Is she really on Instagram? Or you just
no, she is. She literally, day before yesterday, so my mom at 67 lost like 14 kilos by, and I think she was motivated a lot by social media and stuff. So I actually do think that that's the positive side of.
There is. Yeah. It's, you know what? Every morning I put out something that's my state of mind, or that a quote that resonates with me. I have only used it for positivity. It has never ever brought me down. I mean, it's how you use the platform.
Yeah.
If you use it to stalk people and find out what's going on in their lives and then feel depressed and all that, that's on you, man.
Right.
I'm just saying, I use it to put out stuff.
Yeah.
I use it to encourage. Whenever I see any friend of mine who's doing something great or doing well or launching something, I feel it's a good platform to congratulate people, to wish them well. So I use it for it. It is, for me, a very, very positive place.
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, I got 18 death threats in 2018, but it's a nice place. No, but I agree. I think it's a nice place. Okay, I'm going to do two more things and we can talk about your book as well. Because we have to sell books, you know. I had asked a lot of people questions to ask you. And these are some of the questions I got from the internet. This is the Viking show on YouTube. Ask, please ask her relationship status. I was like, what?
Married for 20 years. It'll be 21 years next year.
She's married to Raj Kaushal. I put the R in the wrong place. Somebody's asking you to impersonate three Bollywood actresses for some reason. Like this is comedy circus. How did you become a cricket presenter? We've discussed. There's a guy. There's always some shady person saying slum. And this is like a nice shade, not like... Okay. The guy called L_Dia_Blow. L Diablo. That's what he's trying to go
for. Got it.
Ye shaadi kyun nahi kar leti mere se? Is his feedback. That's nice. A question apparently.
That's a good question.
So no?
Good question.
No?
No. I'll pass.
Sure?
Yes.
His Instagram handle is L_Diab.
Much as I'm really tempted, don't dangle carrots like this in front of me.
Hey, dangling carrots, let's not get into that in Instagram. This is a nice question. Sandhya.Upadhe asked on Instagram, how is your voice so graceful, strong, and at the same time, so soothing? I've never received this feedback for myself.
I've never received this feedback for myself either. I don't think I have a great voice. I have a very like, hey. I'm like, hey, I'm out there. I'm not graceful or soothing.
I'm like, you became Amrish Puri. This is not Amrish Puri. I'm trying to figure out who this is. This is some Bollywood actor. Who does that?
I don't know. Mandira does that.
And this is my, this is a stupid one. Lugbug_Batman says, heard her name. Why is she famous?
Am I?
See, at least this is not a shadi ka proposal. I got to ask you this, okay? So, you did CID.
I did one episode of CID.
You did CID, then you did, in 2001, then you did CID Special Bureau in 2005.
I don't remember them. I did them, I know.
Yeah.
In one place, I remember, I think maybe the special one, I played a dead body.
Are you serious?
I didn't play a dead body. I mean, I died. I played a dead body briefly.
So, how was it playing a dead body?
I played a dead body in a recent film also called Vodka Diaries.
Oh, the one with the K.K. Menon and Raima Sen.
That's right.
Sen. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's not fun playing a dead body. Because really? It's really hard to be really still. Because for me now, I'm thinking, like, my eyes are moving. Oh, shit, they're moving. Oh, no, they're moving. My eyeballs are going left and right. You think that's the only thing. I can hold my breath. But the eyeballs, I worry about.
But you have to hold your breath for the duration the camera's on you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I played a dead body in a movie called Husna Love and Betrayal. They said, hey, you have to... No, sorry, I was in the hospital. And they said, hey, you just have to be in the hospital. I went to sleep for 2 hours and people forgot I was there. They've cut and they moved on and I'm sleeping under this thing. And I wake up, I'm like, what happened? Where's the crew gone? I guess the CID, you don't remember.
I don't remember the first time I did it, but I remember the second time very vaguely. I'm like... and I remember, I know I get killed and then I have to play dead and I don't remember the story.
How did you die? Do you remember? Now we got to...
Come on, 25! All this is like, you asked me something about Shanti, I don't remember a single scene of Shanti in my life.
But this is CID, it's not Shanti.
Okay.
This is one of the most important shows in our generation.
Listen, I'm old now, I can't remember.
I'll tell you your name, and if this rings a bell. Reshma, does that ring any... Okay, no. This is one, I love this name. Gangs of Hasepur.
Gangs of Hasepur.
What a name, dude.
I did a show.
Did you? Okay.
I did a show called
Gangs of Hasepur. Yeah, you did. Where you were the judge on ZTV.
Yes.
That was just another one, like, of those, these things.
Comedy shows.
Yeah, but the judging show or whatever.
Yeah, where you had to laugh and thump the table. I can do it on demand.
So can I please call you for my next show?
Yes, you can.
As a judge.
Yes,
you'll
you
be
can.
The only person.
There's something I've learned from Navjot Singh Sidhu. See?
Wow, that turnaround was scary as shit, dude. That's like villainous stuff.
Listen, I've been in the business now 25 years. I should know how to laugh
this
on
demand.
This
is the laugh you used on Kyunki Saas Bhi Kabhi Bahu Thi. Kabhi Bahu.
During Kyunki Saas Bhi Kabhi Bahu Thi, every time I did something evil, I had to tap my fingers like that. That was a turning point for me. I had to go. Khatam.
And then you're just doing Morse code.
It's like every time she does something evil, she has to do this. Okay, I can't do this anymore.
And this somebody thought out. They're like, "Arey, ye na aisa karegi. Evil log aisa hi karte hain. Main kabhi non-evil. Smriti Irani kabhi nahi karti aisa. Bas evil. You're an evil doctor. Vijay Malia. That's needless. You did Saho.
Yes.
And how was that experience?
Very nice.
And you had to do like stunts and some crazy stuff.
Yeah, I played a nice character. See, again, like, she was very pivotal in the storyline,
right.
This character, and I really enjoyed playing her. She was super negative. She was a gangster. She was the gangster's lawyer, basically. And she wears these linen saris and she does a turnaround, as in she double crosses people left, right, and center, kills people left, right, and center.
Nice.
Wearing linen saris, silver jewelry, she's going around shooting people.
What fun.
I loved it.
Gangsters of Hasepur.
Gangsters of Hasepur.
See, this is a pun. It's going to be the last one. By the way, use the noodle straps to launch your own fashion line which has noodle straps in it.
No, I mean,
you just faked it.
I've launched my own label.
Oh.
So I design saris,
right,
and other stuff, but I started with saris and it was because I got associated with the sari during cricket. That's it.
Okay, this is the last thing before we head out, which is that we have to talk about your book.
Don't you
want to plug your book?
Don't you want to plug your book
to my millions and millions of hundreds of listeners?
Yes.
So you've written a book. What's the name of the book?
It's called Happy for No Reason.
Right. And what's it? It's a motivational book about...
No, here's the thing. It's like a bit of a handbook.
Right.
I've been in the business long enough. I've been in the business quite a few years.
Right.
And it's not just the business. It's what life has taught me.
Right.
And I have a friend of mine who's written this with me.
Right.
So I've just talked about things I've learned. It's like... it's not a motivational book or anything like that. It's got one big, big chapter on fitness.
Right.
But it talks about letting go. It talks about marriage. It talks about...
letting go
it's
of your
never
marriage.
No.
That would be great advice.
That would be great
let go of your marriage.
It talks about many things that I've learned.
Right.
And it kind of ends on with this chapter on gratitude because... Mm. I think my driving force, or I look at life right now through the lens of gratitude. I even got myself this tattoo.
Thank you.
I really believe that wherever there is gratitude and whenever you are feeling truly, truly grateful, there's no room for unhappiness. You can't be grateful and unhappy at the same time. So it's just stuff I've learned. It's a nice read. It's an easy read. It's not life lessons. It's not motivational.
Right.
But it's just like a handbook, and there's something. I think there'll be something in it for everybody. I talk about all my mistakes or...
Like what?
No, just generally. Like what means...
But he's your husband. Why do you feel bad? No, so that's a good note to end, which is that I'm gratitude to you for coming.
I'm gratitude to you for inviting me.
I'm gratitude. And just one thing before we head. First of all, thank you for coming. I really appreciate it. Take time of your busy schedule of what we do, which is just taking one child from this location to the next.
That's right.
Which is all we do as parents now. So thanks a lot, Mandira. It was a pleasure.
Oh, thank you.
It was a pleasure. Just one thing which I need.
Saurabh.
That's my new name. Sirpunti. Rishabh's brother. बहुत मजा आया सुनके. बहुत 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 मजा आया. I regret what I said. No, it was fun. Thanks a lot to Mandira for coming in. Once again, go buy her book, which is Happy For No Reason. And go buy my books that I've written. I've written 3 books that make people unhappy for every reason. And also, please subscribe to this podcast, whether you're on YouTube, if you're on the audio format, we're everywhere. Your favorite podcast outlets, such as Stitcher, others, Spotify, more like this. I don't know other names. This is a lot more coming up. So just keep subscribing everywhere. And again, if you want to see me do live stand-up comedy, saurabhpanth.com for tickets. Bye.